words of Sri Aurobindo, the object of integral yoga. To find the divine is indeed the first reason for seeking the spiritual truth and spiritual life. It is the one thing indispensable, and all the rest is nothing without it. The divine once found to manifest him, that is, first of all, to transform one's own limited consciousness into the divine consciousness, to live in the infinite peace, light, love, strength, bliss, to become that in one's essential nature, and as a consequence, to be its vessel, channel, instrument in one's active nature. To bring into activity the principle of oneness on the material plane, or to work for humanity, is a mental mistranslation of the truth. These things cannot be the first true object of spiritual seeking. We must find the Self, the Divine. Then only can we know what is the work the Self or the Divine demands from us. Until then, our life and action can only be a help or means towards finding the Divine, and it ought not to have any other purpose. As we grow in the inner consciousness, or as the spiritual truth of the Divine grows in us, our life and action must indeed more and more flow from that, be one with that. But to decide beforehand by our limited mental conceptions what they must be is to hamper the growth of the spiritual truth within. As that grows, we shall feel the divine light and truth, the divine power and force, the divine purity and peace working within us, dealing with our actions as well as our consciousness, making use of them to reshape us into the divine image, removing the dross, substituting the pure gold of the Spirit. Only when the divine presence is there in us always and the consciousness transformed, can we have the right to say that we are ready to manifest the divine on the material plane. To hold up a mental ideal or principle and impose that on the inner working brings the danger of limiting ourselves to a mental realization, or of impeding or even falsifying by a halfway formation the true growth into the full communion and union with the Divine and the free and intimate outflowing of the will in our life. This is a mistake of orientation to which the mind of today is specially prone. It is far better to approach the Divine for the peace or light or bliss that the realization of Him gives than to bring in these minor things which can divert us from the one thing needful. The divinization of the material life also, as well as the inner life, is part of what we see as the divine plan, but it can only be fulfilled by an outflowing of the inner realization, something that grows from within outwards, not by working out of a mental principle.